Hey, greetings, everybody. It is Brother Tupos. Today, I want to talk to you about confident boldness in the Lord. Confident boldness in the Lord. Let me start out with scripture verse. Job 31:24. If I have made gold my hope or have said to find gold, thou art my confidence. Yeah, let's talk about this. The Word of God is laced with verses on confidence. And I want to talk about it today. In our feminized culture, when I am confidently bold and preach the truth of God or expose sin, expose false doctrine, I am often told that I am prideful and arrogant and unbiblical. And I try to help men, brothers, and go so far as to say, don't preach what you won't die for. And then you will definitely be bold. But so often we get people in this culture that don't stand, don't preach, don't proclaim, don't lift up the Lord's word to the point of being bold and confident. They become man-pleasing. So in the scriptures, the truth is we see people of God that were in fact confident and bold in his word and his ways, often to death. Let's look at what confident means in the scriptures. First, we're told the Old Testament. We'll start with the Old Testament. We're told we are to get confident in the Lord, not men. Psalm 118:8. It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men. So trust in the Lord. Don't put your confidence in men. We'll get to what confidence means in a minute. Micah 7:5. Trust ye not in a friend. Put ye not confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth in thy bosom. So again, warning about confidence in people. We're told to fear God is to be confident. Proverbs 14:26. In the fear of the Lord is strong confidence, and his children shall have a place of refuge. I like that. The opposite of confidence would be weakness. Proverbs 25:19. Confidence in an unfaithful man in a time of trouble is like a broken tooth and a foot out of joint. Not good, is it? No. How about Isaiah 30:15? For thus saith the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, in returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and ye would not. All right, so this word confidence in the Hebrew, Bitka, it means trust. In the Old Testament, it means trust. You have confidence in, you're trusting in the Lord or trusting in people, which would be the wrong type of confidence to have. I have a question. When David faced Goliath the giant and rebuked him with his words, then slung that rock to take him down to defeat him, was he prideful? Was he arrogant? Or was he confident and trusting in the Lord? On to the New Testament word. In this verse, we see Paul is described clearly. Ready? Acts 28:30 and 31. And Paul dwelt 2 whole years in a hired house and received all that came unto him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching those things which would concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no man forbidding him. All right, with all confidence, Paul was teaching and preaching Christ. Confidence, that word in the Greek, parousia. It means all spokenness, frankness, bluntness, assurance, boldly, freedom in speaking, unreserved, without concealment, fearless, cheerful courage, boldness, assurance. So Paul spoke God's truth in all those ways, and it's described as confidence. I have a question. Was Paul arrogant and prideful too? You can answer that. How about Stephen, or Stephen, as some people say? Was he bold and arrogant, or was he confident and bold, or was he arrogant and prideful when he rebuked the men that were about to stone him to death? You can decide that for yourself. This verse I want to prove to you. Hopefully I'm outside. The wind isn't too much for you here. It's very windy where we are. Hopefully, this verse will show you that boldness and confidence are the same thing. Ready? Acts 4:13. And when ye saw the boldness of Peter and John and perceived that they were unlearned and ignorant men, they marveled, and they took knowledge of them that they had been with Jesus. So did you see this? They saw boldness of Peter and John, and they perceived they were unlearned, ignorant men. The Holy Spirit fell. They became bold. And I'm going to tell you, that's the same thing. Bold and confidence is the same thing. More verses on confidence and boldness in the New Testament. Here we go. 2 Corinthians 1:15. And in this confidence I was minded to come unto you before, that ye might have a second benefit. This next verse shows us our confidence has to be connected to the Lord, not ourselves. Galatians 5:10. I have confidence in you through the Lord that you will do none otherwise minded, but he that troubleth you shall bear his judgment, whosoever he be. So the confidence is always through the Lord. We have confidence through him. And again, this is likened to boldness. Right in this verse. Ephesians 3:11 and 12. According to the eternal purpose, which is purpose in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Confidence and boldness. Our confidence must always be in him, and it will help us defeat and overcome our flesh. Philippians 3:3. For we are the circumcision which worship God in the Spirit and rejoice in Christ Jesus and have no confidence in the flesh. So we should be worshiping Christ, no confidence in the flesh, the opposite. Remember, we have confidence and boldness in the Lord, not in ourselves. We must hold fast to this confidence as it can be lost. Are you ready? Hebrews 3:6. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house we are, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope firm to the end. Yeah, you got to remain in this confidence to the end. It definitely can be lost. How about our confidence in him has great reward with it? Hebrews 10:35 and 36. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward, for ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. Confidence. One other verse. We're to have confidence. Ready? This is a big one. We're to have confidence and not be ashamed at his coming. 1 John 2:28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, ye may have confidence and not be ashamed before him at his coming. We, right there, can assume that if we don't have confidence in the Lord and we're not bold, it's a shameful thing. Otherwise, there's no reason to be ashamed. So it's a warning to saints and seekers, this idea of confidence and boldness, to not have it. The opposite of confidence would be timidness. And those types will... Timidness? Did I say timidness? To be timid. I don't think timidness is a word, but timid. The opposite would be to be timid. And those types will not inherit the kingdom of God. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable, the murderers, the whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is second death. That word fearful, delios, faithless and timid, the opposite of bold and confident. And you know, I need to make this point here. Jesus always rebuked the faithless and the timid. Matthew 8:26. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful, O ye of little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. He always rebuked people that were afraid and had little faith. But I can't find one case of him rebuking someone that was biblical and bold in their faith and their confidence. Not one. He honored that. That's something to consider. So what I would say to you, men especially, I would implore you, if you really believe what we claim we believe as born-again saints, that Jesus is the only way, that our neighbors are hellbound, that false teachers are all over, that Satan is hard at work every day in his workers, that Christ told us to go proclaim him till he comes, why would we not be confident and be bold in our speech, in our living, in our proclaiming, in our rebuking, in our correcting, in our teaching? Why would we not be that? Why would we not be confident and bold versus soft, feminized, timid, fearful, and weak, which is most every so-called believer man I know, other than a handful of few people, few men that have boldness to speak the truth. I would encourage you, don't let culture form you to its feminized, man-pleasing ways, but let the Holy Spirit form you to bold and confident ways in Him. I wish you would ponder this idea of confident boldness in Him and ask yourself, which one are you? Are you confident and bold, or are you weak and timid? Are you living, speaking His truth, clear, without hesitation, unreserved, frankly, with boldness? Or are you culturally feminized, man-pleasing, timid, perhaps faithless, afraid to make people upset or angry when Jesus said we'll be hated for His name's sake? Will you be ashamed at His coming? Or are you going to be standing boldly when He comes? Test yourself, will you? Last verse, Proverbs 28:1. The wicked flee when no man pursueth, but the righteous are as bold as a lion. Remember, bold means confident. Confidence means to be bold. It's clear. It's not complicated. The scriptures say that God's true people are confident and bold. When the Spirit fell in Acts 2, and after that, timid, fearful men became confident, bold men in Christ. They weren't man-pleasing. They weren't feminized. They weren't weak and ineffectual. They were confident. They were bold, proclaiming, teaching, rebuking, entreating. What do you want to be, men and sisters? Let me know. I can help you in all of that. Go to don'tperish.com. All the resources are there to help you, adding to it every day. Start with the gospel, then look to the Ecclesia page. Go to the street preaching page. Go to the women's topics on the women's page, sisters blog. Go to all the thousands of teaching audios and articles. Stand up. Be bold. If you're born of God and His Spirit is in you, what else can you be but confident and bold? Christ is coming, and He is the only way. Love y'all. Till next time, the Lord lets me come again. May God be praised.